Hey everybody, it's your favorite local feminist here, Rowan Stuckey, and welcome to my podcast titled Preconceived Notions About Gender. I know that what I'm talking about today is something that we've all been through, whether you're black, white, green, red, male, female, non-binary, anything. Today we're going to be discussing how damaging using gender terms and associating certain activities with a gender can be. So before I really get started into anything, I want to define what quote-unquote gender norms are. So, for instance, being a man entails repressing your feelings and being the tough guy and never being seen as weak, always taking care of everything that needs to be taken care of, whether it's really in your ability or not, and overall just being the one who does all the hard things, the manual labor. So in society's eyes, women are typically the more domesticated people, the ones who stay at home with the kids, who cook and clean and take care of their man. You know, just generally a woman is submissive to men, you know, things of that nature. This is what society thinks that, you know, certain genders should be. So before I get started talking about my next topic, which is gender terms, I want to remind everyone listening that these terms are purely objective. They're based on factors that you can't control. If you're called them, like someone's anger towards you, maybe their background, their religion, whatever. But at the end of the day, these people's opinions of you do not matter. So if you've been called anything that I'm about to talk about, don't let it get to you. Just let it roll off your back, because at the end of the day, we're all young. A lot of people don't have the foresight to understand that the things that they say really do affect others and the negative impact that it has on other people. So even though they're hurtful, just do your best to understand that they don't know what they're talking about. They don't really know you if they're calling you mean words or saying anything. You are who you believe you are at the end of the day. So the first word that I mainly want to talk about is the word slut. And this is, as I'm sure everyone who's listening knows, this is a word that is always given to women. You hardly ever hear of a man being called a slut. And this is because in our society, women are taught to be discouraged from being sexually promiscuous or even being sexually active at all. You can be called a slut based off of anything, whether it's how you're dressed, who you had sex with, or how many people you're having sex with. It doesn't matter. People can call you a slut for anything, but at the end of the day, it's always opinion. And a woman named Lauren Ashwell really did a good job talking about this in her article titled Gendered Slurs, where she says, "The phrase, meaning slut, only means what it means in the context of particular norms for women's sexual behavior, and so is closer in meaning to, quote, women who has had sex with more than an appropriate number of partners for a woman, end quote, or, quote, woman who has more partners than she ought to, end quote, where the number that is said to be appropriate will be fixed by the external social context. So what at first glance appears to be purely descriptive, in fact, has an important hidden normative component, and so it is not neutral." And in this, she's really just talking about how women being called a slut, or just in general, the word slut, is gendered, and it is seen as a more feminine term, because women, like I said before, are discouraged from being sexually active, whereas men are completely encouraged. Men are taught that they should be sexual beings from a young age, whether it be in movies, music. Men are always depicted as the more sexually active beings, whereas women are normally depicted in a terrible light if they're sexually active, and that's sad. The next thing that I want to talk about that is also very personal to me is women being called crazy or over-emotional, and most of the time those two words coincide, and really those words are unfair because at the end of the day, women are always seen as quote-unquote over-emotional because we're actually willing to show our emotions. Not that men aren't. It's just that most of the time, men feel like they have to hide their emotions. So men have the understanding that emotions are bad from a young age, whereas women are encouraged to show our emotions. So if a woman's crying or she's upset about something, men normally don't have the emotional intelligence or the understanding that, you know, it's okay to feel that way or to have feelings, because things like this are instilled in men from a young age. There's a study once that showed that that male children, babies especially, are often ignored more when they cry, whereas women or female children are often, you know, comforted immediately. And that really stays with children. It sticks with children. It follows them into adulthood. So next, I want to talk about activities, really, that are associated with gender and gender words that come out of these activities. So, for example, I played softball my whole life, and I've always been a little bit bigger. Not bigger as in, you know, fatter or anything, but I've always been more muscular. And once I got more into softball, which was more in my high school years, I worked out probably 2 or 3 times a week because I wanted to play college softball. So I was more muscular than most of the girls around me, at least most of the girls that played other sports or didn't play sports at all. So a term that I was often called was the word dyke. And that really affected me to this day, because even now that I stopped playing softball, I try to avoid working out. And when I do work out, I try not to do weights. I try not to do arms, just because I'm always so scared of being called a dyke. And people just don't understand the long-lasting effects of words like this. And it's just not fair that, you know, just because you look a certain way or act a certain way or even work out can have you be called these disgusting, derogatory words. Another activity that is associated with a gender would be cooking and cleaning. And I have found this out more recently in life, as I was raised in a more so patriarchal household. I was always taught to cook and clean and basically just be independent. And something I've noticed as I've grown older is that men are oftentimes not taught how to be self-sufficient when they're younger. And I'm saying this as I live currently in an apartment with my boyfriend and his 2 roommates. It's 3 men that I'm living with. And they often expect me, as the woman in the house, to do most of the cooking or the cleaning. And while I'm okay with it, you know, because I don't have a problem with doing things like that, because I'm a very independent person, I just think it's very unfair that a lot of men don't even, it's not even their fault all the time. They don't even know how. They've never been taught how to cook or how to clean. And I think that's where, as parents, not that I'm a parent, but as parents, we all need to try to do better about teaching each gender child how to be self-sufficient, because at the end of the day, those things are necessary for survival, like eating, taking care of yourself, and not teaching our men how to be self-sufficient, it turns into what I call the quote, make me a sandwich type of man. And I've been told this multiple times throughout my life, and you know what my answer is every time? Go make your own. Because at the end of the day, I don't want a man to think that just because he's a man, that he can walk all over me. And I know women out there can understand, they can relate to that. So, back onto the sports aspect of things, I think that a major problem is that in sports, there are often gender terms. Like, for instance, I had a friend who played baseball in high school, and he was very sweet, kind, caring, compassionate. He was extremely smart, and he didn't fit in with the typical stigma of baseball players. And a lot of his friends would just nag him and make fun of him and be terrible to him all the time, and it made him miserable. And I just think things like that are not fair, that just because we're different or we don't fit into a mold, that we're made fun of or we're degraded. So to end this, I just want to say, overall, the effects of abusing others based on their activities, looks, or personality traits, or even interests can be long-term and potentially fatal if they're really escalated. It's not fair to judge others based off of whether or not they fit in with what society views men, women, or whatever gender should be. Because each person is different, has a different perspective, and we should all just love each other and let people be themselves. I want to say thank you for your time, and before I go, think about this. What is one thing you can do today to make someone who is seen as one of the gendered terms mentioned feel like it's okay to be their own person rather than the same as everyone else? Thank you for your time, and this is me signing off.